I'm 17. It's because of that. Lord Gaston. It is Langdon. The elder ball of his class. And one dry bamboo. You have seen, you know bamboo? Cut. It is also lying somewhere. I mean, piece of where?
Where?
That is also lying somewhere. Nobody cares. But one gentleman, he collected on these three things. And prepared a string instrument. He joined the bamboo with the dry cover of squash and fitted the string and it began to sing. This is called ektara. This is an instrument in India. It's called ektara. The example is the smallest thing individually lying useless. But if somebody knows how to combine them, it becomes an instrument. Very sweet. Very sweet to hear. Similarly, in this world, so many things are lying, dead and frustrated. But if they are combined together by an expert, it becomes useful. Although this world is dead body, when there is crystal consciousness, it becomes alive. That is our movement. We are trying to inject crystal consciousness in everything dead within this world. And let's see, all these ingredients, strawberry, and what is that?
Orange juice.
Orange, and honey.
Peach.
And peach. That natural product of the jungle. Nobody goes to manufacture, automatically comes out, but when they are combined together, it is nectar. None of them is manufactured by man. Either the honey, or the strawberry, or the pineapple, given by God. So in every state, you can perceive the hands of God. Every state. That is Krishna consciousness. This nice taste, you cannot create by any chemical combination. Because God's hand is there, it has become so tasteful. Right? Man cannot make this flower, man cannot make this fruit. Nothing man can make. This nice flower stick, how nice it is made. Everything you can perceive the hands of God. This is Krishna consciousness. When you perceive the hands of God, presence of God, presence of the energy of God, then you become happy. That is the way of happiness. In every step of life, to feel the hands of God. We are teaching this superconsciousness movement, me, how to perceive, realize presence of God in anything. So there will be no disappointment. Ten more? Go on with it. Isavasamidam sabbam. Everything there is. Actually, that is a fact. People are so foolish. They are not trained enough to understand the presence of God in everything. So we are training that status of life to perceive the presence of God in everything. Perfect. Is it called feet?
Mm-hmm. Like the trees we saw on the walk this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some peach trees.
Did you have the feet?
Yes. No peaches in the
tree? Not so big. Mm-hmm. Very nice. These fruits are there in India. What is it called?
Cherries. You have sour cherries too?
Huh?
Sour cherries. It's sour.
Is it sour?
There is some kind of cherries which is very sour for cooking.
Hmm.
But they're sweet. These are sweet.
They become bigger?
More? No.
Oh. What are those bigger?
From strawberry, from avocado.
Fat. Vegetable fat. It is fatty.
Mm-hmm.
These fruits are meant for offering to Krishna. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam. Flowers, leaves, fruits are he wants. So these are Krishna's food. Patram puspam phalam toyam. What is your problem of life?
Miserable.
Why miserable?
Never get satisfaction.
Yes. It is good sign because when it is hatching up the source of satisfaction. The source of satisfaction is Krishna. Shanti, Sridham Sarva Bhutana, Yanta Mam Shanti. When you know Krishna as the friend of everyone, at that time, you get satisfied. Come to our temple daily in the morning at 7. Are you coming there?
Yes. I was staying at the Detroit temple with Bhagavan.
Ah.
I was helping the band a little bit.
Oh.
And I came to see you. I was wondering what I should do to serve you. I should go back to Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you can remain here also, anywhere. We have not come to in Los Angeles. Have you been in Los Angeles?
No.
So come to Los Angeles and stay there for some time. Yeah. I am going to Los Angeles tomorrow. So you can come. Live with us and we'll be happy. We can guarantee you'll be happy. Yes. Our Vedic mission is Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Everyone be happy. This is our mission. And we know how to become happy. That is our credit. You know. How to become happy, you know. Therefore we can inform others also how to become happy. Happiness is our birthright. Anandamaya Vyasa, living entity, is Anandamaya. Full of happiness. But they are always in a different condition. That's one. Different condition. Just like fish taken out of the water and put into the land. A different condition. And it is falling, flapping. And I take it, put it in the water again. That's it.
Thank you very much.